This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we have with us, go ahead, I'm going to let you try it.
Oh, you're going to let me try
it?
Yeah. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. We have...
I was going to say Eric. That's easy.
Eric Rohek? Rojek?
Rojak.
Rojak. Okay.
All right.
Vice President of Thrush Aviation.
Which...
Whoa.
I don't know. I mean, you're in Ag Aviation Aircraft, so that's a very small market. I mean, I've never heard of Thrush Aircraft before. That's the point I was trying to meander towards.
Well, we're in a wonderful industry, which is Ag Aviation, and that's really why we're here, is to educate the public what important role our industry does in the world.
Yeah, it's more than just Dusty Crop Hopper in a movie.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if the eyes are optional on the airplane.
Yeah, really.
Now, you've got one sitting out there, which I thought was just an old ag cat or ag tractor or ag whatever they call those things. The first thing that impressed me is the thing is huge.
It's the size of the aircraft, and it's one of the reasons why we're here is for the market really to see it firsthand, to see the aircraft, see the size, turbine-powered, GPS-guided, and see all the technology and thought that goes into every single flight, which is our ag missions that we do.
Yeah, the GPS guiding, that's relatively new. And is it also computer-controlled spray?
So virtually every single ag airplane that's currently in operation this day and age has a GPS system, so we're able to do precision spraying, on and off capabilities, variable rate enhancement. So everything in agriculture now is all precision and efficiency, and we have that technology in all of our aircraft.
And you start out, I know you guys are actually building new aircraft from scratch.
Yes, sir. We're based in Albany, Georgia. We take raw material one door and bend it, break it, weld it, and produce the thrush line out the other. So virtually all of our components are manufactured in-house.
Wow.
That's got to be quite an operation, especially for something like wing spars.
It's challenging, but it's a love of the passion of what we do. So we have close to 300 employees at our facility in Albany.
How many airplanes a year are you shipping? It sounds like a lot.
Well, right now we're on the agricultural side. We're doing about 50 aircraft a year. And then we're also diversifying a little bit into the patrol and military aircraft also. So as an organization, we're very excited to have a family of products on the ag side and also dipping into a little bit on the military side.
Now, is that a different aircraft or just different variant?
It is a version of our largest aircraft, which is a 710P, that they put a little different bells and whistles on it, but it's basically the same aircraft.
Yeah, and what kind of payload can you carry in that thing?
So the largest aircraft is 710 gallons. So how we designate our aircraft is by 510, 710, and that's the number designates the size of the hopper capacity.
Okay. And that's basically liquid materials. You're not spraying powders, are you?
Well, we can do both. So liquid is very common for row crop work, but whether it's fertilizing, doing some mosquito work, also some powders and things of that nature. So we're diverse. We're here to meet the needs of the market.
Are you building piston aircraft, or are you strictly turbine?
100% turbine.
No, that's the way to go.
Well, that's a very hard use on an engine. You're doing a lot of high power this and that. The turbines just seem to tolerate that better, don't they?
So the turbine, we need it for the power, because our whole mission in life is to get off the ground, get above that 50-foot obstacle, and then we work off our payload. So when we operate our aircraft at working capacity is double the empty weight. So we on our airplane that we have here, the empty weight's a little less than 5,000 pounds, but when we go to work, we're going to work over 10,500 pounds when we work off the load.
Wow. Wow.
So the turbine powered also helps us get out of the chute, but more importantly, the turbine brings reliability, which we need in ag aviation. We have a mission to do every day. When we get a call, whether to fight fires or spray crops, either bananas or cotton or corn around the world, we have that mission to perform each day, and the turbine gives us that reliability to go out and do the work. Because the agricultural cycle right now is very intense in regards to from the efficiency, in regards to getting our application to the field in a timely manner, and that turbine power allows us to do that.
The plane is capable of operating off of a dirt road. I mean, you don't want to have to fly an hour to reload your hopper and then come back.
That's correct. So the key of the game is, like anything else, is all about efficiency. So you want to have your operation. We're making money only when we're over the crops, but only we're rolling the crops 30% of the time. The other time is your ground loading, ferrying, or in your turns. So really, from an efficient ag operation, is to really have your procedures in place, minimize your fairies, and have your ground crew to work efficiently as possible.
Well, that obviously means that your pilot is in the aircraft for long hours during the day. What kind of creature comforts do you have in this airplane for him or her?
Well, the cockpit is their office, so our mission as an OEM is to make their office as comfortable and as safe as possible. So from a cool mesh seat to air conditioners to the latest technology, we give them everything they need to do their job safe every day, because our mission is to bring them home safe every night.
I was going to say that includes the boomer radio in
the
as
stereo,
well.
The stereo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Cup holders.
Yeah.
So, seriously, though.
Well, that's a part of their mission. That. So, from a hydration point of view, from a fatigue point of view, you know, from a safety as a, what we look at as an organization is what we got to do to minimize any type of accidents. And a lot of the big hot button right now is actually fatigue, is hydration, is sleeping at night, is diet, is nutrition, and all those things that go into it. Because when we're wide open, 8, 9, 10, 12-hour days are very common in ag aviation.
I was going to say.
And it's a tremendously demanding type of flying.
It is.
You're always right up against a physical obstacle. You don't have a chance to breathe.
You're up against a wall, but you got to realize this is the capabilities of the aircraft and your limits, and you got to do your job in a safe manner.
So not every pilot can fly an ag plane.
Well,
let me rephrase that. They can fly it, but to be a good ag pilot and handle all that crazy stuff, you got to have some skill.
We think of, you know, there's a wonderful amount of aircraft here, but, you know, we think we probably got the coolest job here. You know, we're flying stick and rudder, 150 miles an hour, 15 feet above the canopy. If that's not cool, I don't know what is. But more importantly, the mission of what we do, from feeding the world, from fighting fires, helping mosquitoes, it also, ag aviation has a bigger purpose. So you got a pretty sweet job, but you also have the mission behind it that makes it even better.
You know, you're talking about 10 and 12-hour days here. Do you have provisions on board the aircraft to do aerial applications at night?
Night operation is a common, is actually becoming even more enhancement. There's a couple variables that actually help out with night operation. First of all, less wind.
Right.
There's no workers in the field. There's more bugs out at night, so the application you are spraying is more efficient at night. So the aircraft is fully capability in regards to doing a night operation with a full night package. And also now the industry is also shifting towards, we have a full STC to do NVG work in regards to the aircraft.
Wow.
NVG?
NVG, night vision goggles.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
So what we do is, as an industry, we're looking at how to do our job safer and better every day. And the NVG STC actually was just approved last year. So we're excited about that and given the opportunity to really diversify how you perform your mission.
Wow.
Well, you guys just aren't all about aggravation.
Aggravation, yeah, there you go.
Well, sometimes some people might agree with that. But
Yeah. Try not to.
Aerial applications.
There's no control for that in the cockpit.
No, aggravation off. Yeah, it's part of the checklist. But you guys are also subcontractors for other aviation companies too, aren't you?
So we have the full manufacturing facilities in-house at Thrush Aircraft. So we do also do a wide variety of contract work. So those same quality control standards that we do to use the Thrush line, we can do those for other vendors.
Wow. So renting out capability.
Yeah, no kidding. And you got 300 people and you're cranking out, what, 50 airplanes? That's one a week. That's a pretty aggressive schedule.
You know, you talk about, until you see the operation, the big thing is getting a locomotive running, because all your components, all your teams really have to be in sync to really get the aircraft out the door to meet the mission. Because in ag, we got a job to do. You know, the season's here. Whether you got a contract or the corn's is starting to tassel out, you got to spray. Being late on deliveries is not an option. So it's not only producing those aircraft, it's meeting a very tight and aggressive delivery window in what we do. 70% of our business is international. And so realizing the international challenges, international markets, is another fun job that we get to enjoy on a daily basis.
Yeah, you have to ship the thing, so that means you got to pull it apart and crate it somehow.
We ferry them.
Really?
So
we
use the hopper. Instead of putting your application in there, we use fuel. So
wow.
We ferry these aircraft around the world.
Son of a gun, that's interesting.
So you fly up over Greenland and all that and out over the ocean? And
that's so when we do our European or African runs, we go to Bangor and we do the North Atlantic over in a single-engine agricultural aircraft.
Wow. And you remember, he's afraid of heights.
Wait a minute. No, yeah, no chase airplane either, right?
No, sir.
So he's out there with him, the airplane,
And an inflatable raft.
And an inflatable raft, and hopefully, you know, enough provisions to get out and get over where he is. Plus, you know, you have to figure, it's more than likely, you know, if it's a man flying the airplane, he's got to stop for directions at least
twice. That's right, at least once, yeah.
There's a lot more going on there than what we think. One other question. Do you give tours of your facility?
Well, we're always love to have people at our facility in Albany, Georgia. It's nothing shows what makes a thrush is walking through the factory and see the quality of workmanship that we do. So we love to have anybody we can at the factory.
Where are you guys located here?
So we're at the Agricultural Aviation booth. So again, the mission here is to educate the public of what an important role our industry does. And also, we have a pilot shortage like everyone else. So we're trying to show people what a wonderful career ag aviation is. So we're at the Ag Aviation booth. We're booth number 439, right in front of the tower towards the flight line. So we'd love to have you there.
Very good. Very good.
I'm retiring in 2 years. I might just switch careers here.
Oh, boy. The crops will live in fear.
So will everything else.
Yeah. All right. Remember, you're spraying the mosquitoes, not trying to smash them.
I think that airplane is going to be doing a little of both.
Yeah.
They don't call them bug smashers for nothing.
There you go. We've been talking with Eric Rojak.
Rojak.
No, it was a hard J, wasn't it?
Rojak.
Right. See? Ha. Huh. From Thrush Aircraft, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm sort of Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.